This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
If you want to talk to Tom, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. He and his team will be happy to help or answer any questions you have. AlphaWealthGroup.com. All right, so this week I wanted to start with BlackRock. They announced some news that they're going to start offering certain 401ks, and the Wall Street Journal reported that five employers signed up with them to offer annuities, so 401ks with annuities as opposed to other kinds of investment products. So in theory, this would allow workers to get retirement payments for the rest of their lives as opposed to having to manage that with stock. And I'm just wondering, Tom, what do you think of that? I know there's a place for annuities. I know they've been very expensive. You've taught us all that competition has brought the price down. But how do you feel about people actually investing in annuities while they're still working as part of a 401k?
Well, you know, anytime I think there's more options available, I mean, you think of how this 401k has evolved. I mean, the 401k started in 1978. And so they've really grown, and there's trillions of dollars now in these, and these options that have happened as far as more investment options. There's the Roth 401k option that was added, I think, in 1996. And so now there's another option. It's this annuity option that is available in a 401k. So I can't say it's from the fact that it's given another option to the participant in the plan. That, I think, is always a good thing. In fact, this was part of the SECURE Act, which said annuities can now be offered in these 401ks. And so the benefit, we can always say there's pros and cons to everything. When you look at this option, what's the pro? What's the benefit? Well, the benefit is that you're basically creating, in a way, I want to be careful with this, but to say your own pension plan, you know, instead of, so on the back end, you can get a guaranteed income stream paid out to you over your lifetime. And so that's really how annuities work. Really, in a sense, a pension is an annuity. The benefit is defined, right? So I think these can be some good options for participants to look at to say, look, I just want some guarantees in my planning. You know, when we take a look at income versus assets, you're basically taking this chunk of money and saying, okay, I'm hoping I can pull, you know, we talked about this before, Elise, you know, we go through all these years of getting a paycheck, and then we retire and we're supposed to live out of a bucket of money.
Right.
And so
hopefully a very large bucket of money.
Yes, if it's a very large bucket of money, that's true. But, you know, it can be a little unsettling, you know, and all of a sudden, where the paycheck is not coming. So this is a way to replicate that and get a paycheck every month or every couple of weeks, whenever it comes in, and get that for a lifetime and know that's going to come in regardless. Regardless of the market.
Let's go through how much money you would actually get in an annuity, because I don't think a lot of people understand this. Like if I put $100,000 into an annuity, how much money would I get back a year?
Well, we have to be, you know, this could be a very long conversation on annuity, so I'm going to limit it to
okay, because we only have four more minutes to the segment.
We've got to keep it very simple. The way it works is, what I would suggest with anyone is, I'm not a fan of the immediate annuities. In other words, and there's, I think, some misconceptions now because they've evolved and changed so much. Rather than give $100,000 to a company and say, okay, you're going to give me 5% a year or $5,000 a year for the rest of my life, great. But I don't have access to that money. The annuities that I typically talk to people about, if they're going to use them, and I am an investment advisor rep, we do fee-based money management. But as far as from the annuity standpoint, the ones I usually talk to anybody about, if they're asking, are the ones that give you a withdrawal guarantee. So if you put $100,000 in and you're going to defer it, what will happen is each year that grows by a certain percentage, which is your income value, is guaranteed. And at some point, you can pull money out. The longer you defer it, the higher your benefit is. So, you know, you could put money in there today with the plan of 5 years down the road, pulling something off of it. And typically they grow at a certain, it's really hard to do it again on air. But the point is their payout rates are typically 4 or 5%. You can even set it up as a joint lifetime payout. So if you're married, it pays over both of your lifetimes. And so this is how you can use it. And keep in mind, one other concept, one other point about this is the way these annuities can work is you still have what I call an account value or a walkaway value. So there's really more to these than I think people can get informed on them and see if they make sense for them. Again, here's the difference. I always say you could have $100,000 in an account, and if the market grows at 10% every year for the next 10 years, who needs an annuity, right?
Yeah, right.
But the point is, what if I could say you're guaranteed to get a certain income for the rest of your life, and if you're married, maybe both of the rest of your lives, regardless of the market, regardless of what you have in savings, regardless of what other assets there are, that check is going to come in every month. Is that a benefit to you, and would you like that? So this is where annuities can be a piece of your investments. They do replicate pensions in a way because they give you a lifetime income stream, and they can be a piece of the income, including the Social Security and the pensions. And you just start adding those things on to say, I know for sure I have an income coming in guaranteed, still have the investments, but that's kind of how I look at them.
How would I, or somebody who's thinking about this, how would you compare expenses with an annuity and make sure that you're getting a good one as opposed to a ripoff one?
Well, that's a good question. As far as expenses go, you always should be concerned about expenses. There are different types of annuities. Variable annuities are typically the ones that have the highest expenses. What I mean by that, a variable annuity is invested in the market. So it's variable. It goes up, it goes down. And so there's a charge for the fund that's internal in that. There's usually another charge to the company. They call it an M&E expense. And if you're going to get an income benefit, they charge you for that. So you could see fees in close to 3% in a variable annuity. That's why I typically don't include those in this discussion.
Yeah.
If you look at indexed annuities, which can also give you income guarantees, again, keep in mind there's an investment piece of it, but there's also an income piece of it. And to the extent you don't go through the investments, that goes to your children and grandchildren. And at some point in there down the line, if you say, I just want to walk away from this, I kind of call it a walkaway value. If there's an account value, you can take that too. But the expenses in indexed annuities are pretty low. Usually they're very low. I mean, I think they're under 1%. Some, if you have an income benefit, they might be a little under 1%, and you have an income guarantee with them. So those are the ones I typically look at.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I have to tell you a story, Tom, about found money, my own found money. And this was a happy ending story, thankfully, but I think there's some good lessons in there for everybody. You're listening to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Klink here with Tom Fortino. We're talking about your money, specifically your money in retirement. And we'll be back in a moment with more on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Kling, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, co-founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about money, specifically your money in retirement. If you want to talk to Tom about all these things we're talking about, annuities this week, 630-934-1855, go to alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, before the break, I mentioned that I had a found money story, and I want to share that with you. And the way that I got to it is I have a whole bunch of friends who are starting to become grandparents, and they're all talking about opening up 529 college savings accounts. So they're asking this to, you know, Sam, my husband, and me, and we're sitting around last night. And I said, let's see where our kids' 529 plans are, because our kids are now out of school. And I know that there's money left in the 529 plan, and we can have the conversation about what to do about that someday. But then I said to Sam, and he's like, oh, and by the way, I've been doing a back of the envelope calculation of what our net worth is. And we're both like, ooh, that's a lot more than we thought. Thank you, stock market. And then I said, but you left out this 529 account. He said, no, that's in the kids' names. And I said, no, I think some of that's in our name. And sure enough, he opened up the account, which is at American Funds. And sure enough, there was the six-figure account just sitting there that was in our name, not the kids' name. So, you know, downside for them, they have a lot less left in their 529s. Good news, they don't need it. Good news for us is we got to move that to our side of the ledger. So that actually, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, please, really, you've got to, you're doing this show,
all
honey.
I can
you
say
gotta
is, hey,
keep a better
that was a good day. Good for you. You know, like, we don't want to criticize here. That's a good thing.
It's a happy story. But so anyway, what made us think about this, of course, is our friends who keep calling us and asking us about 529 plans for their grandkids and wanting to pay for that. And I was wondering a little bit about that because I know my own mother is doing this for my nieces who are younger than my kids. And she's paying for it directly. But our friends were saying, you know, we've got a ton in our 401k accounts and we've got these other investments. Should we use that money now that we have to start taking it out? Should we use that money to help our grandkids? Should we use other investments? How do you advise people who are trying to figure this out?
Well, if we're talking, well, first of all, congratulations on your found money. And I, one takeaway I would just say is financial organization. We talk about it. And it's so, I would say if one call to action on anyone listening is do what you did. Go through and do a, just start listing assets. And you know what? You're probably going to uncover some, number one, you're going to find out what your net worth is. You're going to find out what assets are. But, you know, you may find something you were unaware of. You know, that's why I have these asset organizers that I offer to people to go through and just list things. I'm telling you, it's a, one of the best things. One of the best things you do. You'll have a financial snapshot in a matter of a few minutes if you put it all together or just take some time out, do that. So I just wanted to mention that. I think that's such an important thing to do. And look how what it led to for you guys as you really got to see everything on a piece of paper, right? And it was probably a great, kind of a nice thing to say, I see what I have. I see what I have going on here. So.
Yeah, well, there was a moment where we looked at each other and went, oh, if we if we live simply, we could retire today.
There you go.
Maybe we want to do that. And then I thought, oh, I got Tom tomorrow, so no, I'm going to.
It's
we had another exciting Saturday night in the Elise and Sam household. But anyway.
Well, I think there's a good takeaway from that. And I would say that if anything, kind of one thing comes from the show today, force yourself to sit down this week and do it and put a list together and write down everything. But as it relates to the 529, I don't want to get too off on track, but you know, these plans, I personally, now this is an opinion, but I do, I think they're great plans. I agree with the 529s. I mean, you have an experience with them yourself, you know, but it's money that can grow tax free and can be used for qualified expenses for your children. And so, or grandchildren, like you said. And so, I think they're a great vehicle. Look, you could open a five, you know, there's 529s that are offered through Illinois, the Bright Directions. I think it used to be called Bright Start. But I also, if you want to have a little more flexibility, you can open up a 529 at, on Fidelity. Go to fidelity.com or Vanguard or TDAmeritrade.com. You can open a 529 account in a matter of 10 minutes. Then you can start the process. And so they're easy to open. Again, I personally think it's I like more having more flexibility on the investment options. American Funds is a great one, which you were in. Great funds. And so they're just a great way to put money aside as opposed to, as they say, sometimes just it is considered a gift, by the way, which you can gift up to $15,000 per person per year.
Or so you can group it together for a 529, can't you? Like 5 years together?
You can do 5 years, $75,000. And again, that's per person per year. So grandmother, grandfather, father, mother, whatever, two people can do $75,000 each or $15,000 each in a year. That's $30,000 per year that you can do per person and make that contribution. I mean, you can exceed that without getting too much into the exemptions, but that's what you can put in and contribute to these plans. Again, it grows tax-free. It is withdrawn tax-free if it's used for qualified higher education expenses. I mean, how does it get any better than that? So
no, and it's and I just want to point out, you know, for people who think, well, how much school does $30,000 a year buy? A heck of a lot where you don't need Parent Plus loans, which is, you know, grandparents are the fastest growing group signing on for Parent Plus loans. They're doing it because their own kids can't either afford to do it or don't qualify for it, but they do, and so they're signing for their grandkids. This, I think, to me, is a better way of doing it. Plus, you can still go to, like, ISU, you know, for less than $30 a year. So, you know, buys a lot of tuition.
And, you know, like you said, hey, you found that money. Just, it's, you know, it was parked there and it look how much it grew over time. And so that's another thing, you know, this stuff over a 10-year period, 12-year period, whatever, if you're putting this money away and you're doing it systematically, I mean, these numbers can get significant.
They can. And what do you do if you've got money like we do? You know, our kids have money left over and that money we moved from So what we did was when we first put it in, it was more aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. And then as they went got closer to college, we moved it into less aggressive funds, right? Because you're not supposed mm-hmm. to do that, right? And then they got through college and there was still some money left over, so we moved it into more aggressive funds. But what do we do with it now?
Well, you know, a couple of things with the 529 plans. Just there is some flexibility, and again, you know this, you know, you've experienced it, but you know, you can use it for other children because you can change the beneficiaries on it. So if you want it to continue to grow and use it later down the line for someone else, I mean, so there are some options, you know, for the plan. If you want to continue to use it for, you can use it for yourself. If you, you know, if you choose to go back to school.
Maybe I'll do that in retirement since now I can almost retire. All right, so there's that. What if the kids wanted, or anybody who has a 529 plan? I know they can pass it down, so these are now in my kids' names because they're, mm-hmm. you know, of age. Should they, you know, hang on to them, keep them invested? One of my kids may go to graduate school someday. The other one's already getting a PhD, and it's being paid for, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And or can they just take the money out and pay, you know, on – how do you calculate that?
Well, I believe there's going to be – well, certainly you're going to pay some taxes, and I believe there could be a, there's I think a 10% penalty if it's not used for qualified education. So, you know, if there's not an urgency to touch it, it's still invested. So, you know, be very careful in what decision you make on that because – you have all of these other options. You know, if you're saying I have, for instance, your children or someone is still working and they're contributing, they're okay, they don't really need the money right now, maybe it makes sense to just leave it alone because you never know. At some point, they may be able to use it for either somebody else or if they choose to take it, then they can at that point. But this is something you really want to know the options and know whether or not, you know, what you can do and what you should do with the plan.
Now, when it comes to paying for college with a 401k, can you transfer funds from a 401k, for example, or IRA into a 529? Or should you do that?
Well, you know, anytime you draw from a 401k, I mean, it's a taxable event.
Right.
I'm not aware of, you know, unless I'm missing it, I'm not aware of that being able to be a non-taxable event.
Okay. So, but can you use 401k or IRA funds to pay for higher education, for qualified expenses?
Yeah, you can use them, sure. Are you saying
without
tax-free?
Well, you probably have to pay taxes, but maybe not with the penalty.
Yeah, right. No, not with the penalty. Sure, you can access those funds to do that. But it's an option for those that are getting close to required distributions. And when you have to take funds from a 401k or a retirement plan, you know, this is an option for grandchildren certainly to fund some of these plans. But, you know, as much as possible, everybody's situation is unique. I always say, you know, your mortality is shorter than your children's and grandchildren's. So take care of yourself first, you know, and then to the extent you can fund these I think are great vehicles. I don't know what the down, you know, I just think again with this tax-free, with the options that you have, they really are great vehicles to fund any type of college or any type of higher education.
Now, can you use a 529 for, let's say, private school, you know, like high school? Like, one of our kids ended up in boarding school for a variety of reasons. Could we have used it for that?
You know, I have to say I'm not exactly sure. I do believe, though, you can use it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of it, at least, but I think you can use it for private school.
Yeah, I think you can as well. And that was one of the benefits. I think they pushed to expand that mm-hmm. definition of qualified education mm-hmm. when they first did it for specifically that reason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to get access to Tom and his great planning kit, and you can list all of your assets in it, like I probably should have.
Yeah.
A long time ago. You can reach out to Tom at 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com, 630-934-1855. Hey, Tom, another great morning with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I hope, again, we had a couple ideas that were helpful to someone out there. I think we did.
Yep, I think we did too. All right, see you next week, everybody. Have a great Sunday.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.